If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Motivation. You need discipline, because motivation's not there every day. I'm missing motivation most days.
Wow,
some
really?
Days, yeah. Sometimes I got motivation. Sometimes I'm like, yeah, today I felt good. I can't wait to get to the gym. But a lot of days, like, gotta get to the gym. And then once I get going, then I feel great.
Yeah.
And I feel great when it's over. But it's that beginning part that's hard, because your body wants to stay comfortable.
We all go through hard times. We all go through depression. We all go through doubt and moments in your life where it's really difficult and you're trying to figure out what the your path is going to be. It's hard as shit, but that is what makes you a person. And those difficult moments are what build your character.
You're not a hero in your own eyes. You're not someone who you respect. You know, you're doing what you got to do to get by, but ultimately you're not respecting yourself. And I think we all have a certain amount of appreciation and respect for hero figures. You know, like, we all look at, like, the guy who never lies and always does the right thing and helps everybody out. And that's the John Wayne character. You know, that's the,
right.
The ultimate hero.
Discipline is art. Yeah, I think it is, because it's beautiful for me to see. When I see someone who's really truly disciplined, who, like a David Goggins, someone who just, like, truly maximizes the grind, I feel like there's an art to that.
Everybody just wants to be comfortable. Everybody wants to sit on the couch. I don't want to go outside. It's cold. I don't want to do this. It's hot. Like, you've got to do things that you don't want to do, because you show your body that your mind is the boss.
Your
mind is telling your body what to do, and then you have control.
Get out there and go fucking do something. Just go. And then in the middle of doing it, it'll become easy. Even if it's hard, it's easier than not doing it and wishing that you had done it. So you obviously can do it. Can you do it tomorrow? We did it today. Or can you do it tomorrow? Just do it.
People make those excuses. God. It just drives me crazy.
Because
I've seen examples. I've been very fortunate that I have good health.
Yep.
But I've seen many examples. And I've also been very fortunate that I never got out of shape. I just kept working out my whole life. But I've seen people that are fat as 350 pounds, just barely can get around. And then they decide, I'm going to take control of my health. Mm-hmm. And then they just do it.
Yep.
They just do it. And even if you just got to walk around a block, even if you walk up flights of stairs, even if you just do a push-up, even if you do a sit-up, just do something, man. Do some bodyweight squats. Do something. It can be done.
People have to realize that you are not your past. You are not all times you up. You're not all the times you were drunk. That's not you. Well, you are the person who's learned from a great deal of experience.
We have been fed this line of horseshit that you're supposed to seek comfort. And I don't think you are. I think you're supposed to seek lessons, and you're supposed to seek difficult tasks and accomplishments. And through those things, and through doing things that are hard to do, even if it's just a fucking 90-minute hot yoga class.
Whatever you're doing, you have to do it like your life depends on it. And whether it is you're trying to be an author and if you're going to try to be an author and you're working 8 hours a day plus commuting plus family responsibilities or whatever else you have, whatever time that you have to attack like you're trying to save the world. You're trying to save your life. You don't want to drown. That 1.5 hours a day that you have to write, goddamn, you better be caffeinated and motivated. You got to go. You got to get after it, and you got to have discipline. That's most people don't have those things. Most people don't understand what it's like to really go for something, and to know that the consequences of not doing that are horrific. There's people out there that are just working harder than everybody else, and they're gonna keep doing it, and that's their grind.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and those people are super valuable. Those people are so valuable. The Marvin Hagler's of the world, the Rocky Marcianos of the world, like, those are very, very valuable people.
Yeah.
Because they change everybody's perspective of, like, what's possible, what to strive for, and what it takes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, do you really want to be a champion? Why? Because you just want to be cool? You want to be the coolest guy on the block? Like, you're not going to win. You're going to find some psychopath who just lives it. Mm-hmm. It's their whole life. And if it's not your whole life, get out.
There's consequences that you pay to constantly seeking comfort and avoiding discomfort and avoiding hard work. And those consequences are you're never going to feel self-realized. You're never going to feel like you accomplished anything. You're never going to have this feeling of understanding that difficulty and struggle and the ability to push through that is a muscle. And you develop that muscle Correct. By doing it. And once you do, you develop a lot of self-satisfaction and you develop peace of mind and you understand that you can overcome obstacles. If you don't have to overcome obstacles, you never know whether or not you can. Unless you are faced with actual adversity, you don't understand how you're going to feel and how you're going to react when you overcome that adversity.
The real message is we all started from nowhere. I mean, we all had bullshit jobs. We all felt like losers. But through time and effort, you build a stronger human. You build a stronger body. You build a stronger mind. You build accomplishments and will and momentum. And then you look back and you go, hey, man, I'm not washing tables anymore. You know, I'm not washing dishes. I'm not cutting lawns. I'm not digging ditches. Yeah. You know, I'm a different person now. You know, and there's a lot of people out there listening to this. There's so many people that are in that starting point. Like the people that come up to you and say, what do I don't know what to do. What should I do? How do I do it?
Yeah.
How do I get going? Well, you're going to have to figure it out. One foot in front of the other.
Exactly.
You're going to have to find a thing and keep working at it and get better at it. Everybody's got these stupid barriers they put in their own head. You got to resist those goddamn things because they don't do you any good. And they certainly define the potential for your future in a negative way. That's not self-serving and it's not even real. You know, you put this artificial ceiling on the potential for what you're doing. If you hit a wall, okay, that just means you need to regroup and rethink. It doesn't mean that wall's there, especially when it comes to something like social media or like a podcast, something where you're putting out a piece of art, you're putting out something that you've created. There's no wall as far as like how many people are going to enjoy it or how far it's going to go. It's just, it is what it is. And if people don't like it, make it better. If they like it less, fix that. Figure out a way to do it. You can do that. And this idea that there's no way to get past the starting block today is just ludicrous. It's crazy. And it's just this poor thinking.
Most people, their associations are to avoid anything that's uncomfortable. But it's so illogical because when you look at comfort and you look at success and progress and the feelings of accomplishment and of getting past certain hurdles in terms of like how you feel about life, a lot of those are connected to discomfort. Like discomfort is your friend. It really is. Like discomfort, not being happy and content with certain situations in life or certain feelings in life, they're massive motivators and they're amazing at facilitating change. Instinct is to avoid those and just sit on the couch and watch some fucking reality show about dudes who make moonshine. Well, when I was 21 and I was first starting to do comedy, that's when I was really devouring as much of it as possible because I was trying to figure out like how to not be so lazy, how to be motivated, how to get done, how to like find the correct path and think about things correctly. I would follow all this personal power, like you have workshops that you would do, like little like notebooks and fill out and things to talk about and things to concentrate on. Like if you did do it, it would help you. But really what it's all about is just getting together and moving. Just go do something. Just doing it makes you do more. Like do more hard makes you do more hard.
Yeah.
Understand that you want it bad, so you're willing to put in the work and do things you don't want to do. It's what makes you have that confidence that you know how to push through. And the mentality that I'm the type of dude to get done. Like I'm not going to waste my day just sitting around a hotel room. No, I'm going to go to work. That's what I feel like is missing from a lot of people that are getting into motivational this, motivational that. They ain't doing shit. You got to go do something. That's the number one thing, right? It's fucking action. Take action.
You're not even motivated yourself. Like I want to wake you up at 3 o'clock in the morning and go, come on, man, we're going running. Like I want to see what you do when you're tired. Let me see how you push yourself. Come on, man, get up. Get up again tomorrow. Get up again tomorrow. Get up again tomorrow. The next day. Get up, get up, get up, get up. Keep going. How long can you maintain a positive attitude?
You got to get better the same way you got sick. Mm-hmm. You've been living your life. If you've been living your life with a bad diet or with a bad mindset, or you've been living like blaming other people for your failures, you've got to recognize that those things are not serving you well. And you have to back up and you have to go left. You have to go the right way. You have to figure out a way to get on the right path. And for a lot of people, that kind of change and that kind of alteration of these comfort patterns that people fall into is extremely difficult to do. But you've got to do it. You've got to do it. It's the only way to do it.
If you want to be really great at something, yeah, you kind of have to be out of your mind, but you also have to have an iron will. You don't want to work out every day.
Yeah.
There's going to be days you just want to eat cake and sleep.
Yeah.
But if you want to get past the guy who eats cake and sleeps, you don't eat cake and you don't sleep.
The knowledge that if you force difficult situations into your life that you can control, like rigorous exercise, like meditation, like sauna and cold plunge, and all, there's many different things you can do, like writing, like sitting down and forcing yourself to do work. That will, it will free your mind in so many ways and allow you to have a philosophy or at least a philosophical perspective that's based on how you actually think, not based on overcompensating for deficits, not based on trying to, you know, pile dirt on the problems that you've created.
A lot of people say, oh, I just want to sort of, they're kind of dabbling in the idea of improving themselves. And the real way to do it is you got to write down what the you want and then go after it. If you decide, I'm going to get down to bang, I'm going to do this, I'm going to run a marathon in less than 5 hours, I'm going to, you know, whatever the fuck it is, you got to write that down and go for it.
It's hard to be comfortable with yourself, so it's very hard to be comfortable with other people. That's why I always stress with people, like, you've got to accept yourself for what you've done wrong, do your best, and also find some difficult shit do, because that gets away a lot of the anxiety that you carry around in your body. A lot of difficult things make regular life less difficult. And that sounds so simplistic, but particularly physically difficult things, because when you do things that are physically difficult, the strain of making yourself do those things, it's very valuable. It's not just valuable like exercise and fitness and martial arts and running and whatever you're doing that's really difficult. It's not just valuable in terms of like health and the way you look, but it's also valuable for your mind, maybe even more so. Because regular life can be confusing, and little things that go wrong and little problems that arise are exacerbated by the fact that you're not accustomed to dealing with hardship. So creating your own is extremely valuable for you also, not just accepting the nuanced perspectives of other people, but also being able to navigate through this world with some sort of an understanding of just how complex it all is and how weird it all is, and not be overly thrown off by every little dip in the road and pothole that you encounter.
The slide off is the hardest part.
Yeah,
The discipline is very hard, but the slide off, it's so hard to avoid the slide off. When you're used to eating bad food and f***ing around and staying up late and drinking like all these guys do, it's really hard to be disciplined and just to say, no matter what, even if I travel on the road, I got to get workouts in because I can't lose ground.
I do everything that I can to put my body and my brain in a good place so that I'm keeping my engine smooth. I'm changing my oil. I'm changing my spark plugs. I'm making sure that it's operating. I mean, it's not going to be perfect, but I know that I've done my best to keep it working the best that it can.
All the time you're complaining, you could be instead hustling. You could be instead chasing your dream. You could be instead figuring out what you're doing wrong, trying to improve certain aspects of your life, getting your shit together, reading a book, meditating, something. Something, but this I can't catch a break is not helping anybody, and it pushes everybody away from you. But some people, they get caught in that pattern, and it might be their parents, it might be how they were raised, somebody might have told them they were useless real early on, it's stuck, and they never feel like they get enough reassurance, they never feel like they get enough motivation, and they feel like other people get more, and they look at all these other people, how come he gets that, how come she gets this, how come he's got that going on. And that, all that's bad for you too. That shit, no good for you.
People don't want to hear that sometimes because they want to hear that you've done enough. You're amazing. You're a winner. You're a perfect person. You don't need to work harder. People need to accept you, and we need the government to step in and fill in all the holes, fill in all the blanks. And this income inequality idea, like there's an income inequality problem in this country. Well, guess what else there is? There's a effort inequality problem in this country.
I think your feelings are important, but I also think that people have a tendency towards self-indulgence. And if you deny that tendency, if you ignore that fact, you're going to create a bunch of people that think that the world does revolve around every single nuanced feeling that they have. Also, there's this rejection of responsibility and discipline. They're equating discipline with not just toxic masculinity, but cruelty. That, you know, you're cruel if you impose discipline or if you encourage discipline. You know, I follow Jocko Willink's advice, discipline equals freedom. And I think that's real. And I think that if you can figure out a way to work hard, you will feel satisfaction from the results of that work. It makes you feel better. For a society that's so concerned with feelings, you should be looking at all the different ways that the life that you choose affects the way you feel about things. And if you have really accomplished goals and actually exerted discipline, done things that were difficult to do that you didn't necessarily want to do, but you knew had long-term benefits, that is a part of being like an actualized human. That's a part of being a man. It's a part of being a person who accomplishes things in life. One of the worst decisions a man can make, I can only speak for men, obviously, is to be comfortable. Mm-hmm. I don't think you should try to be comfortable. I think what you should try to do is try to earn comfort. Mm-hmm. And if you can get a day off where you've worked hard and you've accomplished goals, that day off will be so sweet. Through difficult tasks, you learn an incredible amount about yourself. And through the fire of competition, you get to understand motivation. You get to understand the resistance that you have inside your mind to doing hard work. Mm. You get to understand the rewards of discipline. Like, you don't truly appreciate relaxation unless you've worked hard. Mm. And that is the yin and the yang of life. Understanding that you can achieve those goals, it's going to be difficult, you're going to push through the difficulty, and then you're going to understand what difficulty truly is and how much of it is just mental, how much of it is just in your mind, this adversity to difficult task or to struggle. You know, and a lot of people have that. They're scared. They're scared of complications. They're scared of failure. Failure is a big one that people are afraid of, but failure is one of the most important things you could ever have.
Difficult things are good for you, and they're good for your mind. That's what people don't understand that don't pursue them.
And when you look at your own life and you don't stack up, you're a thief, you stole money from your wife's purse, and you know, you don't want to smoke cigarettes, but you have to, you can't deal with the stress, you smoke, you devalue yourself. You slowly start devaluing yourself. When you look at yourself, you realize that if you were judging yourself, you would judge yourself unfavorably. So no matter who you can't pretend you're the hero of your story. You can be the hero of your own story that woke up today. You can be the hero of your own story that at 40 years of age stopped, got out of bed and said, I'm not doing this anymore. Only by my instincts and only by my morals and my ideals and my mind. And I'm going to be dead honest with myself because I'm realizing this is not going to last forever. And I'm going to get myself in shape and I'm going to eat healthy. And I'm going to do this because this is me now. I decide that this is me.
Find something. Find a thing that you genuinely enjoy, because getting good at things you genuinely enjoy is extremely beneficial for young people, because it lets you know that, like, everybody thinks they're a loser. Every young person thinks they're a loser. At least a young person in the situation I was at. Like, I didn't know I wasn't a loser until I started winning, until I started doing martial arts. Martial arts taught me that, like, I could get better at stuff, that I wasn't really a loser. I just was someone who was, like, in a fucked up situation. But you could channel all that energy that you have as a young person into something and get better at it. And then all of a sudden people admired me. I was like, this is crazy. So I went from being someone who was incredibly insecure and basically a failure to someone who was really successful at this one thing that was very dangerous that other people were scared of.
Be the hero of your own movie. If your life was a movie and it started now, forget about whatever financial disasters you've had, personal failures, relationship failures. What would the hero of your life's movie do right now? Do that.
do those things. We define ourselves far too often by our past failures. We look at our past and we say, well, that's me. That's not you. You are this person right now. You're the person who's learned from those failures, and you can choose to be the hero of your own movie right now. Write down your goals. Write down things you want to improve. Write down things you won't tolerate from yourself. Write down things you've done in the past that you never want to see yourself do again. And go forth from here as the hero of your own movie. Build momentum. Build confidence and momentum with each good decision that you make from here on out. You can do it. Anyone can do it. We live in unique times. We live in one of the rarest times in human history where you can choose almost all the input that comes your way, whether it's the movies that you watch, the books you read, the podcasts you listen to. You can choose to be inspired. Do that. Do that and be the hero of your own movie. Being honored isn't even always about success. Being honored is about learning. And sometimes learning comes from failure. And failure is one of the best teachers. Failing and getting right back up and figuring out why you failed, and then next time, try to do better. That's being honored too. It's not just about always being this unstoppable winner who's better at everything than everybody else. Nope. It's about doing your best all the time.
The worst thing that's ever happened to you is the worst thing that's ever happened to you. If it's you got a dent in your car, or it's your parents get killed in a car accident. Either one of those things is the worst thing, depending upon the level of whatever stress or anxiety or horrible things that you've experienced in your life. That sort of measure, that's your watermark for what you can and can't tolerate. Also, this idea, this is a really important one, because people have this idea that somehow, I'm 30 years old, I shouldn't be doing this anymore. I'm 50 years old, I should have learned by now. That's all bull. Throw that away. Toss that aside. You, like, these ideas of numbers that people have in their head, that by a certain age, you should stop. You are alive. And if you are alive, and if you are thinking, all those numbers that you keep attaching, well, you know, when Einstein was 30, he had, shut the up. Stop doing that. That is a waste of your time. And stop saying to yourself, I should be better by now. I'm such a total non-helping thought. What you need to think of is life. You're living, you're alive right now, and if you've made a mistake and you're still continuing to learn and grow, that's exactly. All just data. Over time, I've learned that these people, you're not going to fix them. I used to want to fix them when I was young. I used to want to go, hey man, I see what you're doing. Like, dude, don't do that anymore. Listen, just try, just do this and stop doing that and start doing this. And if you just work towards this, you could be successful. And then a week later, the guy's doing the same shit. You're like, okay, right. I'm wasting a significant amount of my energy on someone who doesn't want to waste any of their energy on themselves. Losing in life is so important, whether it's getting dumped, getting fired, losing a game, loss, those feelings where things didn't work out your way, that's important because it lets you know this is the bad feeling that comes when it goes wrong and you improve, and then it makes the good feelings of victory all the better. And I mean that, you know, in a relative sense, like even getting good at something, forget about victory, like making a terrible book that gets rejected by every publisher and then writing a really good one and people accept it and you're like, I got better. Yes. Like that's feeling.
That's interesting, yeah.
Those feelings of failure are really critical for your motivation.
Your life is certainly some sort of a journey. It's certainly some sort of a journey. And we have to all be aware that when we're making journeys, we're not going to always make the right steps. And sometimes you have to back up and try again. And if you're in a position where you can't back up and try again, you've trapped yourself. And the system will set out honeypots for people to get trapped in. The system will set out the ideas of retirement, the ideas of the golden years, providing you benefits, providing you a healthy work environment. Why? Well, because they want people to work for them. They don't want people to realize their own dreams and escape. And that's a fucking pain in the ass. So you got to hire more people and train them. And they want to set it up so that you stick around. Stick around in some sort of an unsatisfying world. It's up to you to see that video game problem, to see that issue as it comes up on the map. No, I think this is a right turn. To see all the problems that could potentially lay in front of you and calculate your future. And then also look around all the people that didn't do it and look at the misery that they're in and learn that you don't want to be like them.
And then look at the people that are, have kind of taken chances and navigated their way. What did they do differently than you? What objectivity do they have that maybe you lack? What insight into their own mistakes are they willing to delve into that you're not, that you step back and you go, you know, I just don't want to look at myself that closely. But the person who's able to look at themselves the closest is going to get the more rational results.
But people need, they need a thing to get them going. Right, they need a thing.
Right,
they need a goal. They need a like it's. Sometimes the first step is the hardest.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's hard to take that 1 million step too. But sometimes the first step is the most. There's something about the. What do I do? They start going over their phone. They start calling people. They don't get out of the house.
Like, right.
It's and there's something about. Procrastination. It's like, you know, it's painful.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you should be doing things, but you just keep doing it. You have to be able to tell your body that this is what we do. And the more you do it, the easier it is, man. I made a video about it today when I was doing the cold plunge. Cause it's like, it's so much easier than it used to be, but it's still hard, but it's just easy because I'm accustomed to the grind of it because I do it every day. So I just get in there or almost every day, but it's like, There's something to that that's so valuable that doesn't get emphasized enough in our modern day conversations, and it doesn't get emphasized in media. It doesn't get talked about. It's like you have to search for that. You have to search for this idea that struggle is difficult. Getting through things is how you build a stronger foundation. It's how you develop character. It's how the mind understands how to manage difficult situations. As much as I like to use like the term that was perfect, there really is nothing perfect in human beings. There's always room for improvement. There's always a shorter path. There's always a quicker victory. There's always new things to learn. And as soon as you start thinking that you've mastered something to the point of an end, like you kind of missed out what it's all about in the first place. It's all about, you're constantly uncomfortable. You're supposed to be constantly uncomfortable. Well, it's the uncomfortable feeling that people associate with losing when they've personally experienced it. They look at losing as they've been oppressed or they've been hurt. But what they don't understand is that is the motivation for growth. And one of the most beautiful things that I think a young person can get involved in is martial arts, because martial arts teach you that in a way that very few things do. They teach you it in, especially jiu-jitsu, because jiu-jitsu is so complex and there's so many possibilities to it that it attracts a lot of really smart people. If you think of jiu-jitsu, you would think of like brutish individuals engaging in this hard martial art. If you go to a real good jiu-jitsu school, you see nerds.
Mm-hmm.
You see a bunch of like really smart kids that really get obsessed with the possibilities of this physical language. This physical language also teaches you the consequences of not working hard, of not being prepared, of not understanding positions, of not doing due diligence and doing the work.
When you're alone with your thoughts, you get an idea of what your thoughts actually are. If you live your life just acting constantly on the momentum of other people's expectations, of you wanting to be liked by these other people, you can run into a trap, and you set up a life that you didn't really want. You're trapped in this situation where you have a mortgage, you've got credit card bills, you've got student loans you have to pay, you have a bunch going on, you have to continue to feed and all that. And especially if you have a family and you have to feed them, oh my goodness, then you're fully locked in. You can't take any chances whatsoever. And oftentimes people make the mistake of getting stuck, and it is just a tactical mistake, just like it would be a mistake if you got stuck on a video, just like it would be a mistake if you followed a map incorrectly and you got stuck in the woods. Most people don't have that kind of self-control and discipline. They don't have to. All most people have to do is when the alarm goes off, get up, wash yourself, brush your teeth, eat something, go to work, do whatever minimal amount you have to do to keep that job, and then in the bathroom breaks and whenever no one's looking, look through your phone, be distracted, come home, watch Netflix, go to sleep, repeat. That's most people. So they don't have to do anything because they haven't set up their life in a way that requires
serious attention and an objective sense of your perspective and your interaction with humans and the way the world is working. They don't have the time. They don't. They have family problems, job problems, their cars, something's wrong with their house they gotta fix. It's not determinism that makes David Goggins run harder than anybody else. Yeah, yeah. It's will.
Yeah.
It's 100% will. His knees are destroyed.
Yeah.
It's only will that just gets you up off the couch if your knees are destroyed and you run a tidy 30 miles that day.
That's not
determinism.
Yeah.
That's bullshit. Yeah. If it was determinism, there'd be tons of those guys out there.
When you're around happy, inspirational people that are successful, it makes you feel better and you get inspired. And if you act on that inspiration, your life will be more fulfilled. And it's not just inspirational in terms of financial success, but in terms of doing difficult things, whether it's running 100 miles, it doesn't pay you a goddamn thing other than the wealth of the knowledge that you can push yourself to such an extreme. Or anything else, whether it's someone who becomes really good at playing chess or someone who's really good at martial arts or whatever it is. There's a great feeling in these overcoming these difficult things. I think a lot of what happiness is a management issue, and decisions that you're making right now, like you could be in a state of mind right now, but you can make some decisions to adjust that. And over the next couple hours, you'll get to a much better place. And this includes the way you communicate with people. This includes like the friendships that you have, making sure your friends know that you love them. They oftentimes think, I want to be the one that's enjoying life, like especially selfish people. If people enjoy being around you, you'll enjoy everything more. The solo effort.
That's right.
Of going through life like with a narcissistic perspective.
Yeah.
One of the major problems with that is there's no one to share it with because you're all out for yourself.
That's so right.
Even if you get there, you're going to be filled with sadness and despair.
That's right.
It's not what you want. What you want is to be happy, right? Well, I know you think that you have to be all about yourself to be happy, but in fact, that is a way to ensure unhappiness regardless of success. There's a bunch of people that will say, yeah, well, I have a family, so, you know, it's a great idea for you to just go out there and go crazy. I have people to support. You need to listen. Stop saying that. Stop saying any of those things. Every single person who has ever done anything worthwhile or exceptional or difficult or extraordinary, anyone, whether it's great artists or authors or mathematicians or whatever the f*** it is, everyone encounters difficulties. There is no easy road. It does not exist. It is impossible. Everyone has issues. If you have time to pursue a hobby, if you have time to do anything in your life, you can better yourself. And here's one way you never better yourself. When you come up with excuses for why other people are successful and you're not, that is fucking dangerous. When you give yourself an escape, yeah, well, that's easy for you to say. You know, you do this, you do. Trust me, everybody has a hard road. We're talking about how that's what I like. I like outliers. I don't like people like, it's too hard. I can't hear that. I think failure teaches you things that you don't learn from success. I think failure gives you an opportunity for self-examination. It also gives you a feeling that is very uncomfortable. And that very uncomfortable feeling helps you grow. And don't look at these failures as like proof that you suck. Look at them as opportunities for growth. Look at them as opportunities to be motivated to do better.
Everybody just wants to be comfortable. Everybody wants to sit in the car. I don't want to go outside. It's cold. I don't want to do this. It's hot. Like, you've got to do things that you don't want to do because you show your body that your mind is the boss. Your mind is telling your body what to do, and then you have control.
This thing that we all have, everyone has, not just me, I mean, everybody that does anything has. And it's like this voice in your head that wants you to do nothing. Your mind has to seek discomfort. It has to seek these difficult tasks. You have to enjoy it, and you have to figure out a way to make your mind enjoy those things. Some people it comes easy, and some people it doesn't. Some people it takes a long time. I always tell people the best thing you could ever do is force yourself to a schedule. Just write it down. Showing up when you don't want to show up, forcing yourself to do things you don't want to, but then reaping the rewards. Discipline equals freedom. And it's true.
because he's able to force himself to do that every single time. There's no excuses. There's no breaks. There's no days off. It doesn't happen. So because of that, you're not scared. You know that you can keep doing it. You know that you can continue to perform. There's a lot of people that are scared of their ability to do something that's difficult. They're scared of whether or not you see someone who's doing something that's really tough to do, and you go, man, I don't know if I could do that. I don't know if I could force myself to be disciplined. I don't know if I could force myself to take that kind of action. Well, if you do force yourself to take that kind of action, you don't have that question anymore. That question, I don't know if I can do it. Well, you're doing it.
People are immensely distracted. So what social media does for them is it gives them a brief rest from their own problems to just look at some drag queen reading stories to kids and get outraged, or some new thing that's going on with some girl that made some crazy video and now everybody's talking about it. Like, it's just, most people don't have much discipline, and they don't have to. And they've gotten through life being overweight, and eating processed foods, and drinking too much, and smoking too much, and taking all kinds of pills to mitigate all these problems that they have because they've not taken care of themselves. So they're on anti-anxiety medication, and anti-depression medication, and anti-this and that, and they're trying to lose weight, so they're on Ozempic, and that's most people.
We're all engaged in this weird idea. And this weird idea is that you work and you get a certain amount of money for that, but the money's not proportionate to effort. It's proportionate to your thought process, how you find your way through things, problem solving. It's basically a puzzle. And some people find an easy path to that puzzle. You invent something amazing, and then you're insanely wealthy. And people say, well, that's not fair. But it's not about fair. It's about reality. There's a thing that happened. And this one thing that this person created, he sold 1 billion units of this thing, and now he's got a shell ton of money. If you want a shit ton of money, you should figure out how to sell 1 billion units of something. And people are like, but that's... That is reality. It's an uncomfortable reality for a person with no money and no success and no idea for a product that you're going to sell 1 billion units.
There's a thing that happens when you do a difficult thing, is that you develop more of an ability to do difficult things. And it's also like it's a daily thing. It's not as simple as like, oh, I used to do difficult things, so now I can do this difficult things. Like, I don't think so. I think you are better off than someone who has never encountered something difficult. But I think there's a reason why fighters take warm-up fights, and fighters, when they're active, when they fight all the time, they fight better. When I was competing, I would be at my best if I had just fought like a week ago. Like if I fought a week ago, it's like, I know this experience. I know this feeling. I've been here before. I was just there.
Yeah.
But if I was like I got injured once and I couldn't compete for like 4 or 5 months, it was weird. Coming back was weird. It was a totally foreign experience. It felt very nerve-wracking. And I think there's something to like forcing the brain, forcing the mind into these difficult positions, into these difficult situations, so that the mind gets accustomed to that feeling, and then you can maintain calm, and then you could keep yourself in the midst of all the chaos. You can keep who you are.
The fear is never reaching your potential.
That's it.
That always falling short, always quitting before you're done, always procrastinating, always not doing the right thing, and then one day you're an old man.
Yep.
And you look back and go, God, I could have been great.
Yep.
I could have been great.
Things that people always look for in life, they look for a point where they can rest. They love the idea of a struggle as long as it ends. And then when it ends, they're going to have a nice, comfortable spot.
It must end. Yeah, the suffering must end.
Yeah, you should relax, man. You've done so much.
That's right.
You've really done so much. But this, the idea of reaching this golden year is it's a very flawed idea, because it's an idea that you're gonna work hard, but then you're gonna reach the finish line. But there's no finish line.
No.
It doesn't exist. Things that are difficult, when you do these difficult things, you're stressing your mind, or I should say, don't even stressing your mind, exercising your mind and exercising your body's ability to manage intense situations. It's hard. It's very difficult. It's very testing. And in doing so, you lessen the stress of regular life. The more stressful situations that I experience, the more I understand what they are and the more I can relax. But it's also like a matter of constantly being exposed to these stressful situations where there's not a long break in between doing stand up or a long break in between martial arts training where to the point where anxiety can build up. And then once you get into it, it's an unusual situation instead of a usual one.
Well, I think the one thing that discipline definitely does help you with is it helps you get things done. And when you get things done, when you actually do things, you have more success. If you have more success, and sometimes a big part of success is just not being lazy and just doing it.
Yeah.
That's like 90% of it is just showing up, get there and start working. Like, you're not going to feel perfect every day. If I only worked out when I felt good, I'd be a fat. Because there's a lot of days I don't want to do it. I mean, it's pretty much the same with everybody that actually gets good at something. There's got to be those days you push through. And they're probably going to be more numerous than the days you don't. And so the benefit of discipline in my eyes has always been that through discipline, I get things done. I always say that I'm like the most lazy, disciplined person I know. Because I don't want to do it.
Yeah.
But I always do, mm-hmm. You know, and that you have to sit down, you have to overcome resistance, and that pro goes to work. And it doesn't matter if you're sick, doesn't matter if you have kids, doesn't matter what, you're a pro and you go to work. And that just puts it in your head that this is what I do. This is what, and you have pride in that. You know, yeah. You're doing the work.
Yeah.
And out of that work, gems blossom.
Yeah.
Little things, but you might have a day where you just write nothing but dog. So what? Show up again tomorrow. And tomorrow out of that dog, flower will emerge. You never know. And that's the only way to really develop your potential 100% in anything.
You are not your past. You're you. You're you right now. Like the past you did, you might have done some things you wish you hadn't done. Don't dwell on that. You learn from it, that's fine, but don't dwell on it. Just keep moving.
Well, it's the uncomfortable feeling that people associate with losing when they've personally experienced it. They look at losing as they've been oppressed or they've been hurt. But what they don't understand is that is the motivation for growth. And one of the most beautiful things that I think a young person can get involved in is martial arts, because martial arts teach you that in a way that very few things do. They teach you it in especially jiu-jitsu, because jiu-jitsu is so complex and there's so many possibilities to it that it attracts a lot of really smart people. If you think of jiu-jitsu, you would think of like brutish individuals engaging in this hard martial art. If you go to a real good jiu-jitsu school, you see nerds.
Mm-hmm.
You see a bunch of like really smart kids that really get obsessed with the possibilities of this physical language. This physical language also teaches you the consequences of not working hard, of not being prepared, of not understanding positions, of not doing due diligence and doing the work. You have to embrace those losses as learning experiences. And the people that have never lost are afraid of losing.
Mm-hmm.
They're afraid of learning.
Mm-hmm.
You're afraid of that feeling. That terrible feeling that you get from losing is so beneficial. It's aided me in so many ways. Like, it's one of the reasons, also one of the reasons why I talk so openly about bombing on stage. And I do it with other comedians.
Mm-hmm.
I always want to tell people, yeah, I'm an established comedian. I've been a comedian for a long time. Let me tell you about like when I was 2 years in or 5 years in or 4 years ago. Like, let me tell you about some horrible moments on stage where it went wrong. Just so you understand, like those things took me to another place.
Yeah.
Because I realized I don't want to ever feel that feeling again. And so I ramped everything up. And then I went back to work and I went over my notebooks and I went over my recordings and I figured out what I was doing wrong and I tried to improve upon it. But if it wasn't for that horrible, sick feeling, that's the same feeling you get when you get tapped out in jiu-jitsu class. Same feeling you get when you lose a martial arts tournament or anything else. Losing is important. If you are constantly dwelling on other people's opinions, if you're constantly dwelling on other people's success, it will 100% diminish your capability of doing good work.
There's no, just no ifs, ands, or buts about it, because the mind has a certain amount of bandwidth. And the way I always express this when I talk to people about it, I go, look at it like a number. If you had 100 bandwidth, like if your bandwidth was 100, and then someone said something mean to you on Twitter, and you read that and responded, and you're going back and forth, now how much do you have? I bet you got about 30 is gone. 30% is just dedicated to this thing. It might be 40. You might have four. And now what happens? Now whatever work you are actually trying to do is greatly diminished because you don't have the focus. This is hard when you're not where you want to be in life. And if you're listening to this and you're just not satisfied with your position in life, it's hard to think that way. All you want is that thing. But you got to somewhere along the line figure out how to enjoy yourself. Somewhere along the line, figure out how to just go as hard as you can, but also enjoy it. Try to enjoy it, because that changes the whole tone of the experience. And I think that makes you more successful. I really do, because I think you have more energy, you have more focus, and you collect better energy around you from other people. They feel your energy. They're inspired by the way you live your life and how you treat people and what you do and how you do things, and they want to do a similar thing. They want to do something that makes them feel that way, and they want other people to feel that way as well. And it's got the butterfly effect. It just goes through all the people that are around you.
What I tell people is the best advice that I've ever heard. It's the best advice I ever came up with. Is it live your life like you're the hero in your movie. And right now is when the movie starts and your life is a shit bag disaster, like every fucking Arnold Schwarzenegger movie where he wakes up and makes a blender full of pizza and ice cream, and that's what he, you know what I mean? Yeah. Those guys where they're like on the brink, they put the gun in their mouth and they put it down to see a photo of their daughter. Pretend that's you. Pretend you are, right now, you're in the part of the movie that starts and it shows you as a loser. And just decide not to be a loser anymore. Live your life like there's a documentary crew following you around and you are analyzing your own behavior. Do what you would want to do so that your kids one day would look back at it and see that documentary and look on it with pride. Like, wow, my dad was a bad mother. He really did what he had to do. Wow, my mom really got her together. I love a success story, but even more than a success story, I like a dude who fucks his life up and then gets it back together again story. Those are my favorite stories. And the way to do that, you gotta write it down. You gotta think that you are the hero in your own movie, and then you gotta sit down and you gotta write it down. Write down what you need to do.